With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com.
It's a Lou's Day, and that means we get to talk to Lou Merlone. And Lou is brought to you this morning by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox. Major league style at minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Lou.
Hello there, everybody. Courtney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Nice to chat with you.
Lou, early thoughts on Courtney? Be honest. You can be brutally honest. She doesn't care.
I think it's outstanding. I think she's doing a great job. I think she was the leader in the clubhouse, even though it might have taken a little bit too long, Greg, for you to kind of make your decision.
But you can't rush these. You can't rush these things. You know, I mean, you don't want to rush or make a bad decision. So.
No.
Well, you definitely didn't do that, did you? You definitely took your time. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, we were just got into like a weird COVID wormhole for a moment, thanks to Jerry's call. But I did want to ask you about Major League Baseball and the Yankees and the COVID situation and how you feel about how that was handled.
I really don't understand what happened in New York and what is going on with the Yankees. I was asked this last night, we did at BST, whatever, how I felt about the Red Sox not being at 85% vaccination. And I'm like, first off, what is 85%? Is that herd immunity?
Well, you know, the Biden administration was going for 70% of Americans by the 4th of July, and they only got to 67%.
But I think that the 70 might have been herd.
The 70, I think is herd. So I don't know why they would be pushing for 85%.
And one of the things we kept hearing about, right, was the competitive advantage, right? Like, hey, we don't want to be losing players. Let's all get vaccinated. And, of course, we all know health-wise, individually. But I'm talking about the team-related stuff. You know, you hear Sean McDermott say, I'd keep a vaccinated player over an unvaccinated player. Alex doesn't want to lose players. And then stuff happens in New York. So I need to know why Gio Urshela, who is fully vaccinated, as well as Jonathan Loaisiga, Nestor Cortez, and Wandy Peralta, four Yankees, that are fully vaccinated, why are they out for 10 days? Why are they being treated the same way that Aaron Judge is, who wasn't vaccinated? If I'm Aaron Boone, I'm sitting here saying, you asked my guys to get vaccinated. They did. They still got it, which can happen.
Yeah.
Why do I have to sit down for 10 days?
Great point.
Right. Yeah.
Great point, because the whole point of the vaccination is that it limits the symptoms, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it lessens the symptoms.
Hospitalization is supposed to happen.
And is it about the spreading it? Because I know in football, Lou, their rule that they're putting in place for this year is that guys that are vaccinated, they only have to get tested every 2 weeks. And then if you are vaccinated and you get COVID, then I think it's like two negative tests and then you're back to playing. So you might not even miss a game.
Right. But if you reach 85%, you can party on the streets, right? You can be Greg Hill in Nantucket. You can do whatever the crazy you want, right? But you still have six or seven guys maybe on your team, right, that possibly aren't vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to do everything with some, these guys that aren't vaccinated. I'm just wondering, like, okay, I really don't understand what is going on out there. The Yankees have had 11 people, five coaches, six players, all come down with COVID. I think 10 of them have been vaccinated. At least 9 of them have been fully vaccinated. And they're all out for 10 days.
Yeah,
they all have to be out. So I don't know what I mean? So what happens in the fall, a fully vaccinated player gets COVID.
Right.
Baseball's sitting those guys out for 10 days.
Aren't they worried that if they're around the unvaccinated players, then the unvaccinated players are more likely to get it from those? Like you're saying, the ones that have been vaccinated getting it, why do they have to sit for 10 days? I think that they might be doing that because they don't want them around those unvaccinated.
Well, sit the
percent.
Unvaccinated
right.
players.
Right, yeah, that's...
But then it goes back to, okay, then who came up with 85%? Why isn't it just 100
right.
until you can run around free and do what you want on Nantucket?
Right.
like, why is it 85%? Like, once we reach 85%, we can just run around free. Like, it doesn't... It doesn't make any sense, like, to me at all. If I'm Booney, I'm like screaming from the rooftops. I lost three relievers and a player. I got a skeleton crew out there in Yankee Stadium, and you guys are pulling people left and right, and they did everything you asked.
Right.
As a matter of fact, Urshela went on the DL earlier in the year because of reactions to the vaccine earlier. And now he's back on it again because he got it. So I just don't understand what the arbitrary number of 85%, I get herd immunity, okay, but still, everyone's got to sit. I just don't understand it.
Speaking of doing what you want, do you feel like, we talked about this yesterday, I'm sure you guys did too, but do you feel like fans are worse when it comes to interacting with players via baseballs being thrown at their back and water bottles at the Garden, that they're worse than they were when you were playing?
I don't. I'll say this, like the throwing the baseball back, that happened after kind of like, I don't know, starting like Chicago, maybe the tail end of my career, or even after my career, like throw it back. So an opposing team, it's home and they throw it back in the field. And everybody, it's kind of cute. It's kind of funny. You know what I mean? It's sort of like a pitcher throwing a baseball, like up and close to the guy's head and he ducks and everyone's like, ooh, good pitch. And you're like, yeah, well, it won't be so good if he drills him in the head, will it? So a guy's throwing the ball back in the field, and it's like, oh, it's so funny. Everyone's laughing. Woo-hoo. Yeah, it's not so funny if you actually hit the player in the back of the head or the back when he's not looking. Then you're just pissed off. So I think these things have gone on. I just think that, you know, we were away from it for so long, and fans, I think, were just so drunk, basically, at the beginning of it, that they're just acting like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I had things thrown at me, not a baseball, but, you know, we weren't throwing baseballs up there like that. They weren't throwing them back on the field like they are now.
Lou, after seeing what happened to the Yankees, right, if you're the Red Sox or you're any team that's in the playoff hunt, shouldn't you be concerned because there's really no clarity of what's going on with, you know, vaccinated players and unvaccinated, you know, ones that are coming up testing positive? Because what happens even if a team gets to the 100% threshold and a guy tests positive for COVID, because we know that you can get COVID and still vaccinated. A Major League Baseball, are they going to start pulling players out that could be critical players in, you know, teams getting to the postseason or even in the postseason?
Yeah. I mean, and that's part of like the whole like building depth here in another 10 days. You know what I mean? Like being able to withstand regular injuries, which occur, you know, like just shoulders, elbows, whatever it is, and then losing a player for 10 days and being able to deal with that. So, yeah, the Yankees just did it. Now, the Yankees, you know, I don't know. I think they're done. I think they're out of it. We'll see what they do with the break. But I just don't think that's a very good team. But, you know, if that team was a team fighting or closer, like 3 games out, and then you lose these 6 players for 10 days, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, so absolutely. And the Red Sox are a team that haven't got to that 85% yet. So if they do have a player or two, they will lose them for 10 days. You know, and what if that player is Devers? What if that player is JD? What if that player is Evaldi? What if that player is Barnes? You know, you gotta build depth, and you have about 10 days to do it.
Lou, I know we don't have you for long, but I'm going to ask a non-vaccination question. Sale in Portland today. Matt Barnes had really nice things to say about him, about making a potential return whenever that's going to happen, that we will have the old Chris Sale back. Do you agree with that? Do you think that that's even possible?
I'm trying to sort of like control my emotion when it comes to Chris Sale. Because nobody really knows what to expect. And you have to also understand that one little setback here, you know, he throws tonight. Tomorrow morning he wakes up, he's a little bit sore. He's done for the year.
Right.
You know, so we need to understand that this is a very fine line that we're trying to hit here with Chris Sale, that if anything goes bad, he's done. But what he's looked like so far, the reports, the way people are talking about him, he's hit 97. He is locating with all of his pitches, which to me is the biggest thing. The guys can come back from Tommy John and locate, but they don't have a feel for their stuff. Maybe their secondary pitches and their location is off a little bit. Everything that we've seen in his last couple of outings has been pinpoint location, efficient, throwing strikes, 97. So you keep down this, we keep going down this same path. And that first week of August, that tail end of that first week now, you could see a Chris Sale coming back here and absolutely pumping 97 with a nasty slider and changeup and kind of change the whole complexion, you know, of the American League possibly. So, but still, like I said, see, look, here I am. I'm getting excited, Courtney. You know what I mean? I'm starting to talk about what he can be. But so I think you want to kind of calm down, but there's a lot of potential there with how good he has looked.
Lou, you talked about this prior to during the season. The Red Sox, they have 28 games here in this stretch with 25 of them against AL East teams. You talked about that July 15th. Pretty much is going to determine, there's a stretch of period where you're going AL East is going to determine where they are. How important is this stretch for them coming up here? I know they started off a little slow against the Yankees.
Well, it is. I mean, and I think, you know, I think realistically there's a couple ways to look at it. It's like, you know, you sort of take the 500 baseball through this stretch and just say, okay, we got through the gauntlet. You know, if you start winning some ball games, you start eliminating some teams, right? Like you start knocking the Yankees and the Blue Jays further down. That's beautiful. You got to avoid the collapse, and it's the wrong time for a collapse because you're playing teams that are chasing you. So to me, it's more like this 500 baseball type mentality. Okay, you're 2-2 right now. Mm-hmm. So whether it is, you know, 18 games against these guys, you know, 9-9, 10-8, you absolutely take it, walk away, and move on and beat the hell out of the Tigers and the Orioles. You know what I mean? So they're chasing you. So if you could sort of stay at that 500 clip and stay right where you need to be, then you go beat the hell out of these other teams like the Rangers and everybody else you got on your roster, on your schedule. So it's a tough stretch. You got to stay healthy, and you just got to avoid like the sweeps and the collapses, I think, during this time.
Lou, question for you based on your Twitter bio that I absolutely love. You're Bill Belichick's boy, so we've been contemplating whether or not he is going to allow any type of Jumbotron recognition of Tom Brady. Do you agree? Do you have any insight for that?
Even though I am Bill's boy, I may have to change my bio to Cam's boy. Ooh. Or, you know, Mac's boy.
I don't know.
Lou, when Bill is on this show, you are coming in to ask one question and one question only every week that he's on. All right?
I mean, you just want to piss him off, like, yes, right out of the gate? Like, I don't understand, you know? You absolutely have to have something up there for Tom Brady,
thank
right?
Thank you.
You have to.
No, you don't. He's not Gronk, retired yet.
Can't do
yes.
that.
Yes.
Right.
No. Gronk is questionable. You know what I mean? I don't think you do anything with Gronk. There seems to be some bitterness there with the Gronk departure. But, I mean, this is goddamn Tom Brady. You know what I mean? I know it's going to piss Bill Belichick off. Hey, he said he doesn't control any of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
We'll find out. If he doesn't control any of that stuff, if he doesn't control any of it like he said, then they're going to run stuff on Tom Brady. If he does have control, then he'll squash it. So we'll find out if he does or doesn't.
All right, Lou, great to talk to you. We'll listen this afternoon.
All right, peeps. Good to see you. Congrats, right. Courtney.
Bye. Thank you.
Later.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, yeah, Greg, speaking of the interview with Belichick, I have an idea for the weekly interview that I think will actually work well.
Really?
That we have Boomer on every Monday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we ask Boomer to ask one question of Bill each week, ooh, maybe soften him up. He's a bigwig,
yes,
former MVP.
Yes, mm. Great idea.
We get it sponsored by Courtney.
Right. Yes.
This question comes from Boomer, Bill.
All right, there is big news, and that is that Bezos has officially launched himself into space. Happened moments ago while we were talking with Lou Maloney, but we can hear that dramatic moment in space history right now.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, command engine start, 2, 1.
And New Shepard has cleared the Cuban crew. Go, Jeff. Go, Mark. Go, Wally. Go, Oliver. You are going to space.
Oh God. Go, Jeff. Go.
Okay, this sounds terrifying.
It was so fake. I will bet everything I own that was fake.
Like, you don't think they're on that?
No. The video thing looked like a total, like, recreation. They had this weird angle. I'm not a conspiracy guy. That was fake.
That is an outrageous allegation, Chris Curtis.
1,000% fake.
So you don't believe Bezos is in there?
Nope.
If he's in there, he should do what Richard Branson did. Have video from inside the spaceship.
Well, you could fake the video. You're talking about Amazon, a multi-billion dollar company. Curtis is saying they could be faking the whole entire thing right now.
I kind of like that. I need to go watch the video now.
You need to see it. It looks like a video game. And where are they? Where is the launch taking place, Ken?
Texas.
Yeah, they're in the middle of absolute nowhere. Who the hell would be able to verify it?
Did it look scary, the takeoff?
Not really.
They just landed right now. It's just now completed.
Oh, is that it?
That's it?
Yep. Jeez. Successful landing.
Yeah. Wally Funk farted.
Oh, the booster touchdown. So they're still floating.
It's like sex with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, no.
It's over already?
There's two things. It's on TV right now. It's still like, I don't know what that is.
So their capsule's still coming down, I guess. They have their chutes, but the booster successfully landed on its own.
And they have the Odyssey app on board.
Now, why do we have any video from inside the spaceship?
It's fake.
I even Googled to try to see what it looked like inside, and I couldn't find anything. The only thing I could find was inside the training.
Curtis, you might be onto something here. Because at least Branson, his video, we had video inside. They went up, they took their seatbelts off for a few, and they floated around. We didn't see anything.
Nope.
This was a major miss.
So the capsule's coming down now. But yeah, there was no pictures from inside. You just saw them like floating away into past the carbon line.
Twitch chat is correct. They needed somebody like Jack Edwards on the call. That guy was boring.
Oh, there's the chutes. You want to hear it coming down?
Yeah.
Stand by main. Stand by main.
One of the main chutes at about 3,000 feet or one.
Oh,
one
so kilometer. Far, a nominal flight. Here comes the crew capsule back from space. The drogues deployed. Here are the mains out, reefing and coming
beautiful.
To full inflation.
Oh, my.
Beautiful.
Our rocket went over Mach 3, and now they're coming floating back down at just about 15 or 16 miles an hour. About to join us home.
That is
back here
awesome.
In West Texas after having gone over the Kármán line, the internationally recognized line of space. The world's newest astronauts. Gary, how are you holding up, friend?
These people can't stop kissing Bezos' ass.
That was excellent.
So every one of them is getting a promotion when this is over.
Was she inside or outside? No, I couldn't tell.
That was actually
she was naked. I know that.
That was Tina Fey. It sounded like an SNL skit.
Oh my God. I know, she stuck to her seat there at Space Central.
She almost slipped off her seat.
Oh, you boy.
She almost slid off her seat.
Speaking of climax.
Oh,
my God.
The chute opened. Oh, they're back.
Hold on. Can you go back to that coverage, please? That is fantastic.
Like, literally only a second before it lands, so get ready.
Okay.
But I'm sure their adrenaline is pumping now.
Here comes our boss. Oh, he's the greatest boss ever. He's Bezos.
Ooh.
When he lands, we're all going to sing the Bezos national anthem.
Big puff will be a drone flying in between us. And
hard landing.
It's cool. Big puff of dust from the retro thrusters right any second.
He disabled chat on the live stream to silence the group.
And touchdown. Welcome back, New Shepard's first human crew. What a flight.
Welcome back to Earth, first step. Congratulations to all of you.
What a day.
Surprised he's not like cheering and clapping.
Uh-oh.
So are they going to walk out right now?
Oh, yeah. Bezos is going to come out and greet everybody. It's probably going to be like everybody on a plane. He's going to have trouble getting the seatbelt off.
Copy, first step. You have a very happy Capcom here as well. Let's do a status check.
I guarantee you that Bezos is the guy in the capsule who is pushing his way ahead of the line departing the plane so that he can get off first.
First one out.
Those are the worst people on a plane.
Why does Bezos have a sweater around his neck?
It's a sweater cape.
Ken, she you were so loved, good yesterday.
She absolutely loved that. Wow. She was passionate about that.
She has
launch.
To be. She works for the guy.
I mean, she was.
Of course
passionate.
She has to be passionate about it. When is this Hardo going to depart the spacecraft?
So, that's Curtis, do you think that they went up a little bit? Because now we just watched it come down. No. They're going to come out.
CGI.
It doesn't look fake to me, Curtis.
Well, CGI, Greg.
Imagine if the spacecraft, the pod, what do they call the thing that they landed in? The capsule?
I don't know. Yeah.
Imagine if the capsule opened and several aliens walked out and they had Bezos, like they had the remains of Bezos in their mouth and they ate him while he was in space.
You
they
are
had
dark him hostage today.
For $30 billion.
Yes, they're holding Bezos. They're like, we are holding your leader hostage. His name is Bezos.
Give us the Washington Post.
We want $40 billion. We want $40 billion in crypto. Venmo it to us.
What if it opens up and then like 20 clowns come out?
Okay.
Like you're at the circuit. You remember how it was like there was a small car pulls up and then all these clowns come out?
I love Wiggy's brain.
Why do they keep declaring themselves to be the first human crew when Richard Branson just went up last week?
I don't know why they're
so Richard Branson must have had to.
Is he not human? Like, maybe Branson.
No,
isn't
I think
a human.
He had to make himself an astronaut. Like he must have had to go through like extensive training instead of just.
They just showed the captive Amazon employees jumping for joy.
So right. You're saying that Branson went up as an astronaut where they just went up as some humans?
Well, I'm guessing because you said they went up, floated around for a bit. I think that training is a lot different than what they had to do.
They didn't do anything. The
exactly,
thing went up. They
exactly.
sat there. The thing came down. You paid $28 million for that?
That like, was a zero.
Imagine you could think about all the people you could have had entertain you for $28
million. I bet there's going to be a big party after, though. Not as good as Ernie Bucks.
Wouldn't you have spent $29 million to get the camera inside the thing?
Yeah.
You think?
If it was
Why
real,
do
you
think
would have.
They didn't do that.
If it was real, you would have. The capsule landed on like 5 Amazon warehouse workers, and Bezos could care less.
But this is like a regular flight. What's taking them so long to get
they
off?
Gotta get they got to deplane. They got to get the.
Oh, here come the cars.
Is that what they needed? Yeah. They needed to wait till they pulled up?
I'm sure it's hot out. Bezos isn't going to go stand out in the heat.
No, I mean, like but just open the door.
It looks like they're driving the Bluesmobile out there. Like, why go? They can't get new vehicles?
This looks like out of a Marvel movie.
How much money did Bezos make in those 10 minutes?
It's probably where Bezos cut costs is on the vehicle that is on the pickup.
There's more people getting out of the vehicles than they are out of the thing.
Oh, my God. They're running over to make sure Bezos. Now they're running over to the capsule to make sure Bezos is okay.
Uh-oh.
Checking in on Bezos.
It looks like something's going on.
This reminds me. You see the movie Sum of All Fears?
Yes.
This is what it's like.
This is like when you get off the trilogy.
You got to get your sea legs back. Wow.
What are these people in these suits doing?
Well, they're trying to get Bezos out.
Maybe something went wrong and they couldn't open.
Bezos is okay.
It don't seem like.
They can't open. I don't think they can open the thing. Imagine if he was stuck in there for
hours. Maybe they can't open from inside.
Yeah, probably
that's
can't.
Why they were running, I think.
Probably as a child lock.
What a total buster.
Unbelievable. Totally he can't fake. Wait. He can't wait to get out and throw it in everybody's face that he's been to space.
Wow.
That was unbelievable.
Can you wear that blue suit for Halloween this year?
I bet that's going to be a massive Halloween costume.
Well, I wonder what Wally Funk's doing. She's in there.
Well, I hope she's okay.
I mean, poor lady. She's like 85. You'd think they'd hurry up and get her out.
Hope she didn't have a bran muffin.
Is he going to let Wally Funk out first, or is he going to come out first? You know he's coming out first. He's going to shove Wally Funk out of the way so he can get on the camera first. Jerk. Bezos is a jerk. All right. Bezos has blasted himself in and back out of space, and here is Ken to tell you what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on this historic morning, brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Their summer event. Save up to $7,000 on new Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks. So Bezos gets it done. Quickly, Greg, there is a hot new list out, new football list. I know you love these.
Yes.
ESPN's done a whole series. Today's is ranking each of the league's 32 teams by skill position talent.
Okay.
Without the quarterback. No offensive line, no scheme. So just the skill position talent.
Okay, all right.
Where would you guess the Patriots fall in that list?
15th.
I would say like 12th.
I'm going to go 16.
16?
disrespect is flying. 27th.
Wow.
27th out of 32.
How, wow. How is that even possible when you have two of the top 10 tight ends?
They say basically Hunter Henry is the only one that has Pro Bowl talent. And otherwise, they just think it's a weak list.
Huh.
Weak receivers. The no surprise, Brady's Bucks are number one on that list.
Well, yeah.
Of course they are.
Of course yeah.
They are.
Bills are ninth.
Tom Chiefs wrote, are probably second.
Tom actually wrote the list for ESPN.
Second is Dallas. Titans are three. Chiefs are five or six.
Dallas?
Yep.
Zeke and Amari Cooper?
I guess so.
That's it.
Check out that list if you care to. Patriots camp opens 1 week from today. Well, they report a week from today. And first practice will be a week from tomorrow. Red Sox 13-4 last night in Buffalo for game one of that series against the Jays. New look Boston lineup delivering with 8 runs in the first, 3 in the second. So they'll keep that going tonight. Maybe, although Garrett Richards, your boy Greg, on the mound tonight. It is somewhat surprising he is still in the rotation with Tanner Houck showing his ability. But they're going with a 6-man rotation for now, so we get Garrett Richards tonight.
I did get excited when Lou was talking about Chris Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, perfect timing on that.
Definitely. We'll need him back. 6:07 pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And, of course, the NBA Finals Game 6 tonight. SEC Commissioner, speaking of COVID, Wiggy said they're not postponing any games this year, just moving forward. If a team is not healthy enough to play, they will forfeit.
But how is a team, this is where I'm so confused, even with baseball and sports, how is a team not healthy enough when everybody's been vaccinated? Like in college football, I think everybody has to be vaccinated. So how are you not healthy enough?
Obviously, they're going to test positive. They'll test them, and if they come up positive, then they're deemed unfit to play, right?
I would
spread it to somebody else. I don't know.
Excuse me, peasants. Lord Bezos is getting out of the space capsule.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Do you want to go live to Bezos getting out of the capsule?
That's
he came out first. What a jerk.
Wearing a cowboy hat.
I personally kind of think that astronaut should be a career.
The kid came out second.
No.
Oh, yeah. My God. What a
Wally
freaking
Funk
loser.
Third. And the Bezos brother.
They should have let Wally out first.
Yes, of course they should have.
Yes.
Women, you open the door for a woman.
Right.
You let the woman get you help her into the vehicle. I mean,
chivalry is dead in Bezos' case.
Bezos comes out first. What an a-hole.
Is going to be a bestseller.
Poor Wally Funk is like getting trampled.
That's why his wife left him.
Jeez. Wow.
Should have learned.
Holy I don't think cow. That's what happened.
You don't think so?
Is Bezos? Is that Bezos? Is that his new girlfriend?
Yeah,
there?
Sanchez.
Oh yes.
She's like, why did I leave Tony Gonzalez for this movie?
Who is the guy who is out in the middle of the desert with his loafers on?
Santo.
Oh, Santo's there. I didn't realize that Santo was there.
I knew that was coming.
He's the one guy with the sweater cape.
I knew it.
All right, we got Ken, thank you. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back.
More of the Greg Hill Show. WEEI.
My eyes, I was seriously thinking about hiding a receiver when the
question, Curtis. If you're not from Texas and you're wearing a cowboy hat, is that a douche move?
Total douche move.
I can't take... Why does he wear the cowboy hat?
If you look on his Instagram, he wears a cowboy hat a decent amount.
Literally, Jeff Bezos is a walking douche move.
Well, imagine doing this little space adventure and then realizing that 165,000 people signed a petition on change.org to not have him come back to Earth.
Is that how many people?
Yes. We do not allow Jeff Bezos to return to Earth. Change.com, change.org petition.
Would have been better if he came out in the Bradfo hat, the Lord Hobo hat, the Bradfo hat.
Right. You know it's a douche move when they're popping bottles of champagne like they just won the Super Bowl.
Right, probably Corbell, right?
You did nothing. there was nothing impressive about what I just watched.
Right. Yeah. And what did Jeff Bezos do? He sat in his seat.
Nothing.
Maybe took off, maybe not. I don't think it did. Well,
it takes some nuts to go to space, right?
Why? Right, yeah.
Yeah, but just because you have nuts doesn't mean you do anything.
Did he have to? Excellent question I just saw in the Twitch chat. Did he have to turn over control of the company while he was in space? Or
that's a good point.
Interesting.
Like, you know how when the president leaves, it's the vice president?
Yes.
I think it was upstairs Joe who took over for Amazon.
Sign a document. If I don't return, everything goes to my kids.
Oh, man.
Also, I think we should stop saying have nuts. It's interesting that we use that as something to be, like, strong. I saw this going around TikTok. Because if a guy gets hit in the balls, they are falling down 10 out of 10 times, right?
He pretty much,
yes. Yep. 100%.
Okay, so why do we use that as like, you must have balls to go to space? It's like, you're weak. Are weak.
I guess you're right.
balls are weak.
Isn't that an interesting thing to think about?
Courtney, that is something that we would have never thought of.
No,
right?
Been here.
You're right. I just that always very interesting when we say, that guy's got big balls.
And we learned on the show earlier today that if at Ernie's party, Santo even looks at a woman, he gets hits in
his balls. No, that's not what happens.
Ball washers.
That is not what happens.
Courtney wants you to be like, he's got big biceps.
Santo.
Those signify, because you are like, balls of, like, they're probably the weakest part of your body.
So why do we say you've got big...
doesn't take much.
Right.
Brush by and you're going down.
I just find it interesting.
I'm being corrected. I guess, and I remember this, he already stepped down as CEO of Amazon. So
okay.
He didn't have to put anybody temporary CEO in place or anything
He
like
did
that,
nothing, so. Though. That was useless.
When is that Amazon building opening in Seaport?
Who knows? I think he bought the whole entire neighborhood.
Right.
From space.
It's gonna take forever.
He did it on his cell phone.
He bought
space.
NEMA.
You know, it's probably exciting for Wally Pip or whatever her name is.
Wally Funk.
She actually did something early on. So I understand. Maybe they're popping champagne for her because she was one of the first female astronauts is when you Google it. So like she went through training.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing. Yeah. She went through training, but she didn't get to go to space. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she did go to space.
No, I think it's because she was a woman.
Oh, no, just now, though. They went to space.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Allegedly.
Amazon has a lease for 630,000 square feet in the seaport?
Yes. Yeah,
that's like the entirety of the seaport.
It's huge, and it's going to take forever for them to finish.
It's Bezos. You got that bread? Not long bread, man. Enough bread
huge.
To get him to space and back. Yeah. I wanted to see. They should have had cameras inside, cameras outside. The only angle we got to see was like any launches from like a distance as it went up, and you can't even tell like where did it go, like where's the space?
Yeah, I want to see what they saw out of their windows.
Right.
So, how soon, based on technological advancement, how soon will a space flight be very similar to an airline flight? Like you book it, you book it on your phone, and you go to a spaceport, and you're flying into space. Is it a year?
It's like 3 weeks.
No,
based off of this, that's you think about it. Is it Bezos or who's the guy that's charging $250,000? Is it Branson? One of them are charging $250,000 for space trips, right? Mm-hmm. There's already a bunch of people that want to do it. So how much did it cost to build that rocket?
I don't know, $5 million, $10 million, whatever.
So think about that. Yeah. You got plenty of money, $250,000. You could probably be doing that in the next 6 months.
It's not going to happen in 3 weeks.
All right, the next 6 months. You wow. could have people going into space.
People will be, regular people will yep. be going to space within 6 months.
Yeah, we still haven't fully figured out how to fly an airplane. We still have issues with airplanes. So I don't know why we would start trying to bring people up to space over and over again.
Well, because you just did it twice with both Branson and Bezos. So all you have to do is say, like anything else, when you get on this spacecraft, that there's a chance that it could crash. And you sign something knowing that that's the risk that you run, pay you $250,000, and 6 months later, maybe there's like a 10-passenger spaceship that goes up in the space.
I mean, honestly, if there is space travel within a year, mm-hmm. I would be shocked. I cannot believe that. But look at how long it's taken the driverless car to. I mean, they've had that technology for the last 5 years.
That's true.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, but they've had spaceship, or no, I wouldn't say spaceships, but rocket technology. They've been sending rockets up into space for the longest time. Mm-hmm. So now all you have to do is get some former engineer that worked at NASA that knows how to build these and says, here's how we can manufacture and make, I don't know, 10 every year where we can put people on. And 250 ahead. How many, you know, that we're going to send people up. They sign a waiver saying, I'm all good. You could do this within the next year easily.
Do you think that they could, how long do you think it takes to make one of them, though? That could be an interesting question.
It's probably
question.
A pretty quick turnaround.
You think?
Yeah, he's got, how long does it take to make an airplane?
I love the ease with which Wiki talks about things he clearly has no idea about.
Well, yeah. During the break, he and Courtney were arguing over the best appetizer. So, you know, that was a good argument.
Well, I was just trying to get her appetizer thought process.
If you're getting an app sampler, you're not getting prosciutto on an app sampler.
Right.
So I just don't count that in the same category.
Because you went right for mozzarella sticks.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Courtney said earlier, if you were not listening during the 6 o'clock hour, that the, and this is an outrageous statement, the mozzarella stick is the absolute best appetizer.
I bet a lot of people would agree.
In the category.
Yeah.
How about nachos?
Well, nachos are great.
Well, nachos is the number one choice of everybody.
I would say nachos is up there.
Nachos, what about crab dip?
What about chicken wings?
Oh,
what about chicken wings?
But I put crab dip in a dip category.
Can I bring in the chips and dip for Wiggy to try right now?
Oh, yes.
Well, we got to take a quick break, I think, but we can do it after the break.
Awesome. Absolutely.
She has a low, like, she's on a low budget appetizer.
Yeah, I'm a cheap date.
Yeah, that's your cheap date app.
No, just look at, if you were looking at an appetizer sampler platter.
Okay. Right.
Where you might have the toasted raviolis, for instance.
All right.
Those are good.
Yes.
Where do you get the? You don't get those from.
Yeah, you can from a 99 or any place.
But so
like
you
that.
Do you, like potato skins.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. But so do you just not like mozzarella sticks, though?
No, I'm a fan of them, but they're not the number one. That's an outrageous statement.
Well, teach their own.
It's ridiculous because most often they're mostly crust, no mozzarella.
Well, you got to find a good one.
That's a ridiculous thing, too, when you bite into that thing and there's zero mozzarella.
Yes, that is always a disappointment.
It's fraud. It's fraudulent.
I mean, we should charge them with larceny.
Yes, you're right about that.
Outback probably has the best apps overall.
See,
though.
That's the thing. Who am I eating apps with? Am I eating apps with Bezos or am I eating apps with, you know, let's say Jimmy from around the corner?
During the
Jimmy,
break, yeah. Wiggy said he loved jalapeno poppers.
I mean, personally.
Fried pickles.
I mean, oysters. I love oysters. That's a good app, too.
That's an app.
Yeah.
That is an app. It's a great app.
Yeah.
I mean, my personal choice is the hummus platter. Because it's healthy. I like the hummus and the vegetables.
Okay.
Fried pickles are good, though.
Fried pickles are good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hooters got some good ones.
I've actually never been to a Hooters.
You haven't?
Not bad.
No.
Yeah.
You're not missing much.
I saw Santo at one a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Santo's in trouble.
Hello, Eric.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Just one quick point, then I'll hang up.
Yeah.
For all these big corporation multi-billionaires and their wokeness, where was the racial equity on that flight? Why were there no black people on it?
Oh, that's a great point.
Black people don't go to space, man. They don't go to space.
Why not?
And just they don't do it. That's WPS right there. You have to find one of them. You really have to find one of them unique brothers who goes, yo, I want to go to space.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's a complete WPS thing.
Yeah, it's like trying to find a black guy to jump out of an airplane. It's like, yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
There's a very
courageous... I go to a strip club. Bezos, you want to send us to a strip club? I'll go there, but I'm not going up into space.
I think there was a very courageous African-American in Deep Impact that went into space.
Was there?
Yeah.
Well, I know the president was black. Anytime there's a major tragedy where it's the end of the world, president is always black.
Really?
Deep Impact, Morgan Freeman.
Right.
The Day After Tomorrow, Danny Glover.
Yeah.
What was the other movie?
24, the best president of all time in a TV show is 24, black president. Hmm. What's his name, though?
Is the movie you're looking up? I think it's Air Bud.
Think all about right. it.
We're going to take a break, but we'll be back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
More of the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
Now on WEEI.
Is Jim from Portland. What's up, Jim? Yo, Jim. I think Jim is there, maybe not listening.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
There, takes him a little while in Maine to get up to speed with technology. Jim.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Jim, this would be this is your moment. This is your big moment.
Good point.
All right. Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
I don't know what Jim wanted.
Well, I want to let you guys both know that I got a DM saying mozzarella sticks are the goat, and my little cousin texts me mozzarella sticks are the goat.
Okay,
so,
family.
Griffin Hart. I mean,
family people checking in, like your dad, your mom, your cousin. That doesn't.
Yeah, that don't. Dave,
I'm not related to.
What about bacon wrapped scallops?
No, not scallops.
Also, a very popular appetizer.
I don't like scallops.
Another good appetizer.
Santo's favorite.
Cask and Flag, I think, has one of them.
Flagon.
What did I say? Cask and Flag?
Cask and Flag.
Flagon.
It's not like Six Flags.
And it's close to what Curtis just handed me, the buffalo chicken dip.
Yes.
At Cask and Flagon.
Yes.
They put it in a bread bowl.
So you very
can,
good.
But you
very
use
good.
These organic Trader Joe corn chip dippers, not a fan of them. They're okay. It's the dip that makes it good. You know what they taste like? Bugles.
Oh.
Bugles.
Yes.
They do kind of taste like Bugles.
That's what they taste like.
Underrated snack chip.
Yeah.
Bugles, I believe.
Underrated.
My life is so weird now.
I know.
But that's
well, you brought the chips in for Wiggy.
I wanted to because I love when Wiggy tries things. But the whole point is that you try it for the first time on the air.
All right, I'll try it right now. This is the very first time I'm about to
try the bag and the full thing of dip.
The dip is. I will say this: the dip is very good. This is Trader Joe's buffalo chicken dip.
You can have it cold or hot.
I think you're supposed to.
I would
warm
have
that.
It hot.
Aren't you supposed to warm that stuff up?
Yeah, but it's not bad though.
Yeah.
It's not bad, Cole.
All right, good.
Good job on the dip, though.
I made it homemade.
Now, you like these there?
Those are phenomenal.
Yeah.
They're not bad, I mean.
A little salsa, tastes great.
See, maybe with the salsa, you might have changed my mind. They seem like they might go better with the pico de gallo?
Yes, sir.
Do you think Bezos made a sandwich for everybody for the flight up?
Hell no.
And brought like a picnic with him.
They're having like a lobster dinner now.
Probably.
So no hors d'oeuvres for the flight?
Yeah, he had Wally Funk in the like middle seat.
Poor Wally.
All right.
Did she even eat? Maybe she got an insurer. Here's an insurer before the flight, Wally.
All right. Well, we're kind of behind, so we got to go. Day number two in
the
books.
Day number two in the books. Tomorrow's Wednesday already.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Yeah.
I haven't laughed this much in a long time.
You had fun? All right. Well, we had fun with you, so we'll see how tired you are tomorrow. It's going to catch up to you eventually.
Oh, you think Wednesday's going to be
think
the...
So. Okay. I don't know. I think you seem like... I mean, you have your whole day ahead of
right.
you.
Right. I mean, that's the exciting part.
What are you going to do with all your time today?
I'm going to go do a workout class. I might do a Cody Rigsby today.
Oh.
And then I need to go grocery shopping. Oh. There was a few things that I missed yesterday.
Santo
flower
shop.
He does, yes. Great cook.
Santo.
Of course he does. Santo does whatever Santo is told to do.
No, all right. That is not true.
We got to go. But Gresh and Keith, is Andy back or is...
No, Fitzy.
Fitzy in today with
Keith. Oh, all right.
Wow.
Nick Fitzy Stevens and Rich Keefe coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you very much for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.